on 98 FM and online. This is Phoenix FM.
Welcome to the Balanced Berlin Show here on a Thursday night. Myself and Johnny Sperling going to be talking some of the subjects in the paper and some of the bit of stuff about our career as well. Going to cover a little bit of politics, some of the funny subjects, a little bit of sport as well. And Johnny Sperling's in the house. How are you, John?
I'm very well, thank you, Bo. How are we going to do it? Well, you know, it's the Balanced Berlin Show. With him, Martin Bell.
And him, Johnny Sperling. Thursday night on your way home. You're going to enjoy this.
I'm going to add some bottom so that the dancers just won't hide.
Here comes a bass.
You might like to hear my organ. I said right now, right now.
Johnny Sperling's back from Spain. He's in the studio.
Oh, yes.
How was it, John?
Yes, very, very good. I got delayed.
Good. There's no good news, but we're going to try and make some of the bad news funny. Your bills are going up, that's funny. Here we go. Welcome to the Bell and Sperling Show.
With him, Marty Bell.
And him, Johnny Sperling. How are you, John? Because you've been in Spain and you've come back. You were late for the last show. In fact, you didn't quite make it, did you?
No, I didn't make it. I was in a cab coming back, and I was with a nice fella.
Yeah.
And he told me, because when I was at the airport, I was when you get out, you order an Uber, don't you?
Well, no, don't tell taxi drivers that, but yeah, sometimes.
Well, no, he was an Uber. I'm sorry, he was an Uber driver.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was at row C, but I didn't know that you had to, if you go up to the, I don't know what they call it, whatever, but it costs you a lot less. Mm. He said to me, it was going to cost you 49 quid, but because you're in row C, it's costing you 70 quid.
You're joking?
I'm not joking.
Why?
Because apparently it costs more.
What? Inflation.
Yeah, inflation.
From row A to row C was from, it?
Well,
was
no. I think you have to go to the express checker. I don't know.
No.
It makes it. It's very difficult.
Cheap at a walk home, though, surely. Hmm? Cheap at a walk home.
Well, but that's what I started to do, and he picked me up.
Did he?
Yeah.
That's
nice fella.
Yeah, but you did have 4 suitcases, didn't you?
I did.
For your clothes.
Actually, I didn't.
Did you not?
Do you know I travel very light?
You do.
And I'm not light.
Just speedos.
Know. Yeah, as you know, I'm not light.
Not well, you slim down a bit.
I'll tell you some travel advice. If you travel a lot, I've done Ryanair, pants.
Pants, yeah.
I've done EasyJet.
Yeah.
Slightly better.
Well, at least with EasyJet, you've got a little folder in the front of your seat. Ryanair, you haven't even got anything to put your phone in now.
Yeah. Awful. Mm. And I used to have the fat man's belt on Ryanair.
You did, yeah.
Yeah. Mm. The FMB, I used to call it.
Yeah. It was like a lasso, wasn't it?
It certainly was. But there's still quite, it's still, but I'm all right now. I've lost a bit of weight.
Yeah, you have. Yeah.
So I can.
There's nothing of you.
I don't ask for anything. No. So I don't ask for an FMB anymore.
No.
But I'll tell you what, Jet 2, the governor.
Oh, you like that?
Jet 2, I've never flown Jet 2.
Mm.
Very good.
Was it?
Very good indeed.
Can you
for a short-term flight.
You get your tray table down now. Your tray table comes
out. Tray table comes out lovely.
Yeah, beautiful.
I tell you what.
You used to balance it before, didn't you?
Did you remember? I used to balance on my belly. But the thing is, though, what I think
I was always nervous when there was a coffee coming towards us. When you would say,
yes,
and she'd come past us, we're going away to do a gig somewhere. I think we was going to Lake Como, wasn't we, to do a gig?
Yeah, but we landed in Milan.
We landed in Milan, and I remember, would you like a coffee? And I think, please don't order a coffee, John. That's going all the way over the pair of us.
Well, I've been very good lately.
Yeah, you have.
Yes, I've been travelling a lot, haven't I? So,
you have.
But what I've noticed while travelling a lot on these short-haul flights...
Mm.
Is that the trays have got rather? There's more room.
Yeah.
People have got fatter. I'm telling you now, people have got fatter.
Yeah.
And they hang on a minute. The average person is a bit of a porker now.
Do you know what?
It's not a bad show.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, can you imagine what it's like in Florida? I mean, you need like a proper jumbo with only about 7 seats in it.
Yeah.
Stay with them over there.
But Jet 2 is the governor.
Is it?
I would say very comfortable, lovely seats. The belt could fit giant haystacks.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not now, of course.
And Big Daddy. No, not now. Yeah, Shirley Crabtree.
Shirley Crabtree, wasn't it?
Yeah. Who was giant haystacks? What was his name?
Well, who was Shirley
Crabtree was Big Daddy.
Big Daddy. Who was
giant haystacks?
Giant haystacks.
Was it...
He was the big fella, the black with the black beard. Yeah.
Was it Large Dave? Giant Eric, was it?
Giant Eric. You know, one of the funny things about, we started wrestling, didn't we? Well, that's a huge...
What, me and you?
Well, me and you did, yeah. We're down Romford Market, we... Go on then, who fancies a wrestle?
Saturday afternoon. Saturday afternoon TV was quite strange.
Do you remember Play Away?
Yeah.
Play away, away, play away, away, away. Brian Cant.
Brian Cant.
You had to say that very carefully.
You did. You have to be careful with his name. And there was Jermaine. There was some strange...
That's Play School.
Oh, that was Play School.
You're talking about Play School.
Oh,
that was
Jemima and Hamble.
Jemima and Hamble.
Where did Hamble
Big Ted.
Come from? Big Ted. But Hamble, where did that name come from?
No, it's a very weird name.
Strange, wasn't
it? Big Ted.
Little Ted.
And Little Ted.
Mm.
And Jemima and Hamble. And who was the other one?
Was it Large Dave again?
Large Dave got around, didn't he?
He got around. John, I wanted to start off by talking, apart from travel, but I wanted to talk...
Yeah, sorry about that.
Because you wasn't on the last show because you was late on your flight from Jet 2.
Yeah, from Jet 2.
Not that great, is it?
Yeah.
And the sad passing of Burt Bacharach, although he was about 107 years of age...
He was 107.
Yeah, I mean...
Which is not a bad innings. No, he was 94, Bert. And let me tell you this.
Mm.
Over 1,000 different artists recorded Bacharach songs.
Did they really?
Yeah, from 1961 to 72. Most of their hits, Bacharach and David. Of course, Hal David wrote the lyrics.
Mm.
They were written especially for Dionne Warwick.
Yes.
They wrote mostly for her.
You love her, Dionne Warwick's voice?
Never.
Never.
I'm sorry, never was.
No.
It always sounded like she was... Like she couldn't get there.
Yeah.
Mind you, Walk On By is a great song.
Walk On. But that was Carole King, was it?
No. No, but Bacharach and David wrote that.
Oh, we should have found that one.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Well, the reason that I was going to play a song that...
What you got there?
Me and you used to open up with this song.
Close to You, right?
Yeah, on mini gigs.
Carpenter's One?
Carpenter's
You're
One.
Or The Governor.
By
the way, Dionne Warwick recorded that first.
Oh, really?
And it's shocking when you hear it.
Is it?
It really is.
It's a funny
thing. Yeah, it's really weird. They really did do a marvellous job with it, the Carpenters. Well, when I say shocking, I mean, you know.
With Karen Carpenter's voice, it's quite a strange situation, isn't it?
Yes.
Because she was, I don't know what it is, it was just a very pure voice.
A wonderful, and you know, and no, there was no, it seemed like there was no effort.
Yeah.
Didn't it?
Yeah, totally.
But there was. Yeah. I mean, it was incredible.
But very pure voice. But I thought, you know, the fact that we used to sort of do this song, I thought we would play that.
We did it well too.
We did it very well. So we'll have a little bit of this and just see how you take us back to those old days of singing in some terrible clubs.
Why do birds suddenly appear? just like me, they long to be close to you. Why do stars fall down from the sky every time you walk by? Just like me, they long to be close to you. On the day that you were born, the angels got together and decided to create a dream come true. So they sprinkled
Carpenter's there. A Burt Bacharach song. John, you just reminded me that Karen Carpenter was a drummer.
Of course. She was first a drummer.
What do you mean? Was she really?
Absolutely. She didn't want to sing.
Right.
So when they were brother and sister.
Mm.
So they had a little bit. She was in like jazz bands and stuff.
Yeah.
Like a really good drummer.
That's the same with me. I didn't want to be the singer of
the
band.
You was a good drummer.
No, I wasn't a drummer, but I wanted to play guitar. And so I learned guitar. And we had a... Pineapple party. We got a girl singer in purely because... I'll tell you what happened. We did our first gig at West Hatch School in Chigwell.
Oh, yeah.
And we'd written two songs.
Right.
One was called Pineapple Party.
Yeah, I remember that one, yeah.
Yeah, we're Pineapple Party. Or something like that. And one was called Island in the Sun.
Island in the Sun.
Yeah, it was like a...
That was a nice title, that.
Yeah, a little funky rhythm we had. And I remember singing at the school hall.
Yeah.
And... we did our gig, we were a four-piece band, and at the end, there was I'll never forget his name, Jason Till, lived in Chigwell Row.
Jason Till.
Yeah, and he came up to me, he was 3 years old.
Shout out to Jason Till.
Not really.
No.
He came up to me afterwards, and I said, did you enjoy it? He said, don't ever sing again.
Cool. Really? Yeah. I know, you're right. Jason Till can do one.
And he said to me, he said, you sound like you're singing through your nose, which I was.
Yeah.
You know, I was 14.
It's not very nice.
Not very nice. But do you know what?
Not very encouraging.
It threw me, and I said...
You didn't take his advice then?
Well, I did.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Well, it held you back.
really held me back. So I thought, do you know what I said to the rest of the band? I said, no. Look, I was the only one who could sing in tune out of the four of us. And I said, I don't know this.
How old was you about this time?
I was 14.
14. Had you not sung before that?
No. No.
You must have done.
We'd started writing songs, myself and Jamie Nelson. Who's
no, now. I mean, when you was a kid, you must have sung.
No, I didn't. I played the trumpet at 10.
I did. Funny. Yeah. I played the cornet.
Cornet, yeah.
Used to get all around my mouth. It was shocking. Yeah.
Bit of salt on the top of it. Go and get yourself a cornet. We started the band, and as you know, Jamie Nelson is now sort of head of Universal Records.
Yes.
Kind of
minute. So is he still? Is
still
it,
there,
Jamie?
Yeah. He is running the label.
Yeah.
But myself and Jamie wrote the songs, and he just, you're the one who can sing a little bit. Mm. And so we got a girl in to sing. She was 5 years older than us.
I thought you said she's 5 years old.
No. She would have done a better job than me. Called Debbie Cochran. And she worked at a record company, which was Chrysalis Records.
Oh, that was then.
Yeah, she was 19 and we went, get her in. Yeah. And there's a great picture. I'm going to put it on my Instagram, by the way.
Yeah.
Because we were influenced by Kick Rail and the Coconuts.
Oh, kid. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I sent him this picture the other day. There's a picture of us playing at the school.
Yeah.
There's me in my Lacoste t-shirt playing this big white Fender guitar that was bigger than me.
Right.
And this girl singer, Debbie Cochran, with a sort of Kid Creole hat on. And we were shocking. And I sent it to Kid Creole the other day and I said, look, this was us when we were Pineapple Party, influenced by you.
Yeah.
And he sent me this long message back, sort of about, what a great name, Pineapple Party. I said, great name, but we were terrible.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you weren't terrible.
Well, you were a much better band. Your band, Babakoto. You had equipment. We had 5 strings and a 6-string guitar. We snapped a string and we didn't know what to do.
But it's funny that we both, both our bands came into contact with John Maxwith, who was a producer and engineer. And what did he engineer? Come on, the famous song. You know, that he didn't stop going on about.
Was it Bohemian Rhapsody?
No, it was like that. It was, Bob Geldof. I Don't Like Mondays.
Oh, is that where you, I didn't
Don't
know
you remember?
No.
Oh, God, he didn't stop about it.
Really? Oh, well, he always told
me. I was with Bob. Blah, 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 blah. Yeah. Don't you remember?
No.
Name dropped all the time.
He was
talked mad. About when John Lennon rang him up and he was a weird bloke.
Do you know what? That's
sorry, John, if you're still alive and you're out there.
I think he is.
Is he?
Yeah, I think he's got something. I saw an ex-manager of ours about 5 years ago.
And he's still
lived in the same house. It's a funny story. Yeah,
he in Chigwell.
In Chigwell. He took me to a recording studio late at night.
Yeah.
Famous studio off of Regent's Park. And he said, look, I've got this 80s track. It was in the 80s, obviously. And he said, I've got this track. I think you could sing it great. And we took our drummer in there, Brad, to drum over
it
as well.
Yes, yes, okay? Yes.
And he said, this snare drum, okay?
Oh, I know this story.
This snare drum was John Lennon's snare drum. And he said, you can use this. And Brad said, you sure? He said, yeah, you can use this, right?
Really, no.
So we go in and record this. It's about 11 o'clock at night. It's after studio time when people have gone home because you're nicking free studio time.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And I go to sing this song. It was called Flesh to Flesh.
Oh, God.
It was like, flesh to flesh, that's how I feel, flesh to... You know, one of those sort of 80s...
Associates. Set up Phil Oakley.
Exactly, right?
Yeah.
And so... I couldn't sing it. I was, like I say, I was about 16 and I just couldn't get up to these notes. Anyway, so it's not happening, so let's go home. So we left there about 1 o'clock in the morning. Of course, Brad brought the snare drum out. We got in his Volkswagen Scirocco.
Yeah.
And as we reversed, we heard this crunch.
Oh, no, Brad had left it.
Brad looked at me and said, I think that's the snare drum. we'd driven up for it.
What did he say?
Well...
He must have been so annoyed.
He just hated us.
Yeah, he hated us too. Yeah.
Did he?
I think there was something a little bit strange about
it.
I think he liked, you know. Well, no, I think he liked
it. Authoritative.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because, you know.
Something very
because
strange.
Because he'd worked with, you know.
He was a bit weird, I thought. Yeah. I found him weird.
Authoritative, I think, is the word you're looking for.
Why do you keep looking at me like that? I'm not going to say anything.
I'm going to play a song. I think I might
play
some.
What are you going to play?
Well, saying that, you know, at the time,
yes,
really, our lives were sort of wrapped up in music and bands that we absolutely loved.
Oh,
and
we're going to do Madness, aren't we?
We're going to do Madness.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And I always thought this was their best song.
Well, it's, you know, they had 18 or 20 top 20 hits or top 10.
Really?
I'm not sure. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Right, but a period between 1979 and 83 or 84. I mean, they were flying.
Well, we were lucky to support them, wasn't we?
We were. My childhood, I was in awe.
Yeah.
And I was quite lucky because they were quite rude to me. And
were they?
Yeah, well, not rude, but a little bit, you know, who's this?
Who's it?
No, I quite liked it.
I remember we were lucky to support them at the ball ring in Marbella.
Yeah.
And it was fantastic because we went to the after party. In fact,
yeah,
it was great.
Did, yeah.
We took them with us, too. It was like, but I think I remember Chas Smash coming up to you backstage and going, yes. I know you, don't I?
Oh, that's right. He did.
I know you because we had a football record out at the same time as him.
Yes.
But do you know what? What a great memory
great
it was.
Memory.
So I think it's only fair that we play the song that we probably think is probably their best track
ever.
And takes you back to those sort of days. Let's give this a go. Be the best one I ever done. Best song I ever wrote. Just said something about it. You know, it takes me back to those times, really. Just when fashion was great. Fashion was great for kids in the 80s. We had so many different styles. I was a bit weird, really. I was a teddy boy when I was 11.
Sugar.
I'll have sugar, yeah, please.
Sugar bell.
John's just making
just
the coffee.
Make a coffee.
Thank you, John.
One?
Yeah, I'll have a coffee, two sugars.
Right,
thank you.
Sec.
Cheers. Oh, sweeteners, thank you. There were so many different fashions. I was a teddy boy at the start, and I remember going to Mr. Byright and getting a luminous socks. Anybody remember Mr. Byright? There was one in Ilford, there was one in Romford. It was fantastic. A luminous socks, bright green or bright orange or bright pink. And then you'd have to get drain pipes. And I remember ordering the buffer creepers or whatever they're called, the crepes old shoes, out of me mum's Grattan's catalogue. I was a size one, and these were size three, but I thought, I'm having them. And your sort of black crepes old shoes. Wore them, couldn't get a drape, obviously. I was only about 4.5 foot. and bootlegs tie, sort of gel your hair up in a DA, as they called it. And I thought, that's it. I'm a teddy boy. Well, within a couple of minutes, suddenly, punk has started happening, and which I didn't want to be. I thought it was a messy sort of era. And then the skinheads and the mods and everyone else started sort of appearing. And I think that really, that great time of when the Specials and Madness appeared, and we had the whole two-tone era, sort of just appeared out of nowhere. And it didn't matter. I mean, this was probably, 1981? And we went to school and everybody had it. What was the first... Johnny's back in the room. What was the first thing that you bought fashion-wise in that sort of...
The funny thing is, I wasn't very much on the fashion, but I loved the music.
You must have bought something that was, you know, because we had fishtail parkers and we had two-tone suits.
I know what I bought.
Yeah.
I went to Minton Davis.
Yeah, and Romford Market.
Romford Market.
The best ever.
And the first thing I bought when I became a mod, when I bought a trench coat.
Yeah, a trench coat. Oh, yeah, they did.
Yeah, a trench coat.
That's right, yeah.
Very smart.
Yeah.
Bit weird.
You didn't go with a fishtail parker?
Oh, I got my fishtail parker. I didn't have a fishtail, though. And I didn't have the thing on your back.
Wait, you bought a fishtail parker, but you didn't have a fishtail.
Some of them had.
Yeah, you had the fishtail at the bottom. You had like the triangle.
I had that, yeah.
Yeah.
I thought you meant I had a proper fishtail.
Imbecile.
I forgot they were called fishtail.
Fishtail parker.
What I'm saying is, I didn't have the Union Jack on my back.
Oh, well, I did.
Oh, you did?
No, I went to Romford Market and I bought every badge. I had the Who, the Jam, but this is the funny part. This is the funny part, right? Is that I bought a Target, a big Target.
Oh, you had the
And I had the Target on my back, and I got my mate Charlie to sew it on.
Yeah,
right. Because I didn't want to tell my mum. I went out the door, and my mum said, "You are not going to school with that Target on your back." I said, "Why?" Right. She said, "Someone will shoot you."
Betty Belloid.
Yeah.
Ah, the Betty Belloid.
I had a dream about me, mum.
Did you really?
Sadly, my mum and dad are no longer with us. And
she was lovely.
I had a dream about them this morning. I woke up a little bit late. And, it was a strange one.
But it's nice when you dream about them. My dad's in a lot of my dreams.
Yeah. It's weird.
Give me a good eye, didn't
you? Yeah. No, kick you down the stairs. And you was in a bungalow.
Yeah. I got you one of these, son. I thought, what are these called? Time Out Wafer.
Yeah, but I'm on a diet, aren't I?
Yeah, but you can have that.
Yeah.
Timeout wafer.
I'll have it in the break.
Well, that's what it's for.
I'm doing the six-pack revolution at the moment.
Yeah. Oh, you're doing that?
Yeah. Yeah. If anyone knows about it, the six-pack revolution, it's a fantastic little program. You're on Facebook and you joined in with another 120 people and you have to lose weight. And it's quite a lot of fun.
Yeah, it is a lot of fun. Now, you asked me what my first item was. I was halfway through my story, then you had a story.
Sorry. What was it?
I can't remember now.
So our life goes. So you bought a parka. No, you bought a trench coat.
I bought a trench coat. And then I had this lovely... I remember Sarah Hogwood.
Oh, yeah.
Was around my house and she did the trousers up for me. No. Before you say that.
Yeah, got you.
You know, at the end, she was doing them up.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know what you call it.
No.
Sewing, because they were too long.
Yeah.
And I had a nice brown...
Oh, she was taking them up.
A brown suit. You know, like the old...
tonic suit.
Yeah, beautiful.
You probably had then. You had the brown and green that shimmered.
I think it was.
An orangey. Because you had the blue and orange tonic suit. And then you had the browny green.
Yes.
Now, I didn't like the browny green.
Oh, didn't you?
No. And I went to Minton Davis. I there was a skinhead in our area. And I said, where do you get all your get up?
Yes.
And he said, there's a shop called Minton Davis. At the end of Romford Market, wasn't it? And I went there.
Oh, yeah. It was a big shop.
On a bus, on my own, at the age of 11. Yeah. 10 or 11, right? And it's a bit of a sad story, really. It was my nan's funeral that day. But you know when you did... It was a nan that I didn't really know. She'd been in a home.
It was that one of them nans?
One of those nans.
One of those nans that you didn't like?
Yeah. No, it wasn't a case I didn't like her.
You didn't care.
No, it was me on my mum's side, and I feel a bit bad.
Oh, really? Because on my mum's side, I was really close. I mean, I love my because my dad was Jewish, my mum was Church of England.
Yeah.
So I grew up with a very weird kind of mix.
Yeah, you did, yeah.
I had a very typical...
And you was a Hindu.
And so, I was a Hindu, exactly. Yeah, so. No, but it was
very... And your sister was a tortoise. So
she was.
It
was a very strange get-up.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, but so it was very weird because my mum's family was a very typical East End, you know, family.
Yeah.
Well, not East End, sorry. You know, they were Dagenham.
Yeah. Dagenham, a London. Yeah.
And my dad's side was typically Jewish. Mm. You know, from the East End, from, you know, what's it called?
So what did you, like, did you sing, Roll out Havana Keeler, la, 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 la.
But it really was like that. You had one week I was literally singing, Roll out the barrel, nice one, my son. Yeah. And then you'd have the next,
you didn't really know who you was, did you?
Do you know, it's very true. Like, this is a visual kind of gag, but... We had, because I lived in Gansill, so a prominently Jewish area.
Yes.
And so at school, you had Jewish assembly, you had Christian assembly.
Did you really?
Oh, yeah.
You went to Park Hill?
In Park Hill, we didn't. Beale, we did.
In Beale School, yeah.
In Beale, which was in Woodford, isn't it?
No, it's on that sort of Woodford. It's still Gansill, Clayle.
Clayle, that's right. So we used to have Jewish assembly on a Wednesday. Christian assembly on a Thursday. Mm. So I'd go into the I thought, well, I'm half Jewish.
Yeah.
Actually, the Jewish assembly was wild.
Was it?
Yeah. It was like, you'd think, you know, there would be a little bit more. Yeah. No. The Jewish one was wild. Really, like, everyone went mad. It was in the sports hall.
Yeah.
And then the Christian one was on the Thursday. So on both of these assemblies, I would, you know, in the Jewish religion, you... pray, put your hands behind your back.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
And in the Jewish, you put them in your front.
And the Christian in front.
So I didn't know what to do, so I put one hand behind my back and one hand in the front. Be like that, you know. But, I didn't know what it was.
Yeah. Well, there again,
yeah.
It didn't matter what religion you was in that period of time. You could still wear any fashion.
It's very true.
Because I went to West Hatch School, and there was a lot of Jewish kids in my school.
Yeah, because you were Chigwell, yeah.
Chigwell was very Jewish. Mm. And everyone was still a mod. Everyone,
absolutely. I mean, Louis Arwood, one of the biggest...
I remember him.
...mods. Yeah. He's no longer with us, by the way.
He's no longer with us.
But he was, like, one of the hardest blokes around. He was hard, wasn't he? If you remember the expression?
Yeah.
Oh, he's hard. He's hard.
Nutty as a fruitcake.
Nutty as a fruitcake, he was. But he was Jewish.
Although I remember he was a big Tottenham fan, wasn't he?
He's a big Spurs fan.
But I just, you know, that whole fashion of going back to me nan. Sorry, me nan had died.
The nan you didn't like.
It wasn't a case that I didn't like her. She spent most of her time in a home. She was in either Cheryl House in Chigwell, and then she went to Goodmates.
What, while you were growing up?
Yeah, while I was growing up, so I never really saw her.
What was the matter with her?
She just didn't like us. No, she didn't want to. No,
she didn't want to know.
No,
was she ill? Or?
Yeah, she was dementia.
Quite early.
Yeah, I mean, she would come around at Christmas and she would come to our house and bring her out of the home, and she would just sit in the corner she would hum. And I'd look at my dad and say, "What's she doing?" And
he goes, "This was your mum's mum."
My mum's mum. But I'd look at my dad and go, "What's going on here?" You know, I'm only sort of 7 or 8, and he'd go, "Just leave it. Just let her hum."
Yeah.
You know what I said? She's ruining Morecambe and Wyatt. You know,
all she did was hum.
I feel a bit bad about it, really.
Yeah. Well, okay.
You know, because it's.
So anyway,
on that day, I go to. I go to Minton Davis and I say to him, "Look, I want the trousers that all the mods and skinheads are wearing." He's like, "Fella," said, "Well, you're only you're small. I don't think we sell your size." So anyway, brought some out, the blue tonic trousers. I went, "Yeah, great." Oh, put them on. He went, "I'll be honest with you, mate, they're too big for you." He said, "Let me go out the back and I'll find something else." And he come out with the orange and green brown one that you're talking about.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you, I've never had anything that's just too big for me.
No.
I could tell you that now.
Well, this is how strange it was. Mm. I put them on, they're too small for me. Ah. They're too tight. And he said, "They're too tight for you, mate." I said, "I'm having them." I said, "I've got to have something."
That was the fashion, tight, wasn't it? Do you remember, you used to get in the bath with your 501s?
Yeah, but these were tight.
Were they 501s?
That was the jeans, yeah.
Yeah.
But I couldn't even do these up. You know,
that was in Quadrophenia, wasn't it, when he's in the bath?
Yeah.
Shrinking his dreams to him.
Yeah, and you used to put not acid, we used to put what was it?
Bleach on his jeans. Bleach your jeans. Yeah.
So I end up, I buy them, and they're too small. Yeah. I know they are, but I don't care. Yeah. And I walk up our road, and this is how bad it is. I've got me bag, and I'm walking up the road, and the hearses are coming up the road because it's all coming back to our house. And, here I am whistling along. I'm like 10 or something, right? And I go in the house. People think I'm horrible here, but I go up to the upstairs room, and I remember...
How old are you about at this 30?
I'm 10.
You're 10?
I've got the I'm on my own to Romford on a bus, right? The 150.
Oh, yeah, you were born in 68. Yeah, 1978. Yeah, you're 11 you are.
Yeah.
Right.
No, I think I was 10. I was a fashion guru at the age of 9.
But, yeah, okay.
Right?
Maybe it did come.
And I go upstairs, and all the family are downstairs, and they're all having a cup of tea. This is after the funeral, obviously. And my mum comes upstairs.
You didn't go to the funeral, obviously.
I didn't go. I didn't know her. You know?
You should have gone there and
I only saw her at Christmas. And my mum comes upstairs, and she said, what have you bought? And I said, I bought these trousers. And she said, well, put them on. And as I put them on, she said, they're too small. I said, they're not. She said, they're too small. I said, they're not. And she went, not today. Not today. And she went downstairs. I felt a bit bad. Anyway, next day I went to school. Limes Farm. So I was at junior school. So I was, 10.
Okay.
I went to school and I put them on and they were too tight. And we sat down for assembly. You know,
she was right, your mum.
Well, you know, you used to sit cross-legged for assembly.
Of course,
With your hymn book, right?
Yeah, you don't do anymore. I don't think they do anymore. No. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Sat
cross-legged. Yeah.
And we're about to sing, I don't know, one of the hymns.
Oh, what a beautiful morning.
Yeah,
no,
that one. Yeah.
No, that's Oklahoma. No, morning has broken.
Exactly that. Morning has broken. And as we were singing it, my mate next to me, Darren Wiseman, who's sadly no longer with us, he nudged me. And he looked down and I said, what? And he looked down and he went, look. And all my seams on the inside had split open. So my mum was right.
She was right.
She was
Let me just say this. Yeah. You know when you're getting old and you're talking about people and you go, sadly, no longer with us.
Everyone I mentioned in that story is no longer with us. It's terrible, isn't it?
Yeah. What are we going to play?
Well, you just mentioned about the Jewish side of things, and I thought that...
You're not going to play Havana Gila, right?
Well, I'm not, but the fact
Please
is that we... You know, me and you, we were lucky to go out to perform at the World Cup, and we always sing Sven and Golden Balls.
Yes.
But I thought, you know, we had to do the Neil Diamond song all the time, which I'm not going to do now.
No.
But I thought I'd do this one because... Oh, yeah. You know, it's, you know, just went down that little Jewish.
You're surprising me, are you?
Oh, we'll have a little bit of this one. See,
go on, then.
See what it's like if it does actually play. Beautiful song.
Look, very nice, yes.
Ellie is fine, the sun shines most of the time. And the feeling is laid back. Palm trees grow and rents are low, but you know, keep thinking about making my way back. Well, I'm New York City born and raised, but nowadays I'm lost between two shores. LA is fine, but it ain't home. New York's home, but it ain't mine no more. I am myself to no one there, and no one heard at all, not even the chair. I am, I cried. And I am lost and I can't even say why. Leaving me lonely still. Did you ever read about a frog who dreamed of being a king and then became one? Well, except for the names and a few other changes, if you talk about me, the story's the same one. But I got an emptiness deep inside that I've tried, but it won't let me go.
And I'm not a man who likes to swear, but I never cared for the sound of being alone. I am, I said, to no one there, and no one heard at all, not even the chair. I cried, I am, said I, and I am lost, and I can't even say why. I am, I said,
Neil Diamond there. Great vocal. What a great song. And it takes you back to that period of time as well, John, when we sort of had the jazz singer. And
1980.
Yeah.
I went to see that at ABC in Barkingside.
Oh, yeah.
With my mum and dad.
Yeah.
And it was a terrible film.
I loved it.
No, I did. No, it was a great film.
VHS.
It got panned.
First thing we had on VHS.
Was it really?
Yeah, in our house. Yeah.
You know the first thing I had on VHS? Mm. Airplane. And it was a pirate, because my dad was an accountant, and he had a client who dealt in pirate videos.
By the way,
we used to get all of them from him. Yeah,
just listening to that song, it took me back. And who's this an impression of?
Go on. What?
Who's that an impression
I
of?
I don't know. Who is it? Someone who hums.
Yeah, my nan at Christmas. Oh, there you. Yeah, she was one of the best hummers. One of the best. One of the best. Yeah, I mean,
one of the best.
She could do that for hours, rocking backwards and forwards.
Do you know I didn't see that coming?
No. It's a good one. Yeah, so talking about that, VHS, yeah, and the first, here's a good one. So we had that. Yeah. We had the jazz singer.
Jazz singer.
And Hidden.
Was that on pirate? Must have been.
No, it might well have been. Yeah. But Hidden Away was the old Joan Collins films.
Ah, the old, the stud.
The stud.
And what was the other one? The stud and the bitch.
I was going to try.
Oh, you can say that. Can't well, you? That was, it's a that female
was,
dog.
That was the he, that was Hidden. Yeah. You weren't allowed to, but you know, once Mum and Dad had gone out, it was like, get all your mates round. Right, let's find it.
Yes,
put it on. Great, but VHS was great. Man, clink, big
clunk.
Yeah,
that first one was very clunky.
Yeah,
the first one was a big thing.
Oh, you probably had a Betamax then.
No.
We had a Philips.
My best mate Julian had one of those. Yeah. Their family had Betamax.
Well, it's isn't it?
And we got they had Betamax. We had. A Ferguson.
Yeah, Ferguson. That's right. You could rent them, couldn't
and,
you?
And, of course, the Betamax went out.
Well, there's a lot of rivals like that.
But Betamax was better.
I think the only rival situation that has ever happened, I watched that documentary the other night on Bill Gates.
Oh, yeah.
And, obviously, Apple, you know, rivaled Microsoft, if you like. But there was a point when Netscape was coming out.
Netscape?
Yeah, and you that would be your search engine.
That's right.
And everyone was sort of jumping over Netscape, and he basically nullified them.
Yeah, absolutely.
He got rid of them.
Netscape.
And that's what I'm saying. You always end up going back to the...
to the original.
Yeah, and people go, oh, wait a minute, let's have a Betamax. And people went, no.
Yeah, well, I think but mind you, Betamax was better quality.
Was it?
It just didn't take off, yeah. No. But it was better quality. You know what they used to use Betamax for? Mm. We remember when we used to be in our bands, and we used to go and do, I remember.
Oh, the filming,
I remember going to do like a demo at a place, it was a farm in Chelmsford, and we all went up there, and afterwards he said, so I've done you a mix of all your songs, and I've put them on Betamax.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Because we used to record...
That was a big one, Betamax.
Well, I remember we used to record on DAT, didn't we?
Oh, DAT came out, yeah. Didn't last that long.
I tell you what the funny part about it was, we recorded the Sven-Göran Eriksson song in your studio.
Yes.
And when we...
mastered it was in mono.
Well, we went to do Top of the Pops. And I remember me and you standing on the stage.
Yeah.
And we had all the sort of the band behind us and the girls and the
it's on YouTube girls. If you want to go and look
yeah,
at it.
Yeah, you can see it on YouTube. Mm. And there was Will Young over there and a couple of other staff.
David Bowie.
Right, said Fred done it as well that the same night. That's yeah. Right. And they come out and said, sorry, this dat is in mono.
But the record was.
Was it?
Yeah.
We recorded it in one side.
Well, it wasn't that.
No, it wasn't.
It wasn't that. We recorded it in mono, though. And when they went to master the actual record, what happens is you record a song and it goes to another studio. And I'm telling this to the people that don't know.
Yeah.
And they master it. And I remember the guy phoning up Warner Brothers, who was that record company, and said, hang on a minute, this is in mono.
You're idiots.
You're idiots.
Why are you recording it, imbeciles? And we said, it doesn't really matter.
Sounds all right.
We've just sold about 300,000 copies, so who cares? We was going to dig some stories out of the paper, John, and you did dig. I don't think we've ever done a gig with these girls, but Atomic Kitten, Natasha Hamilton has had five.
She's had five.
Was she on her fifth?
She's on her fifth. She's been. She's had five different relationships.
Yeah.
And she's got four babies.
Right.
Or four kids.
And one on the way.
With four different fellas.
Right.
And she's having a fifth with a new one.
How do you juggle that?
That's a Christmas Day special, isn't it? Isn't it? Wow.
I mean, how do you juggle it? I mean, look, I've had two kids, and one's 14 now, and one's 18.
Yeah.
Strangely enough, my son's away with the school. Has it just been away with the school skiing?
Oh, yeah. And, getting on?
Well, he's been brilliant until last night when the teacher phoned up and said he smashed a painting on the wall. And, yeah, it's not good,
is it?
He's been a bit naughty. Well, he didn't mean to. It was an accident. She said, look, it wasn't fair enough. It was an accident. But he's hidden all the glass on the balcony.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
Now, what I've obviously, as I've not got kids, but I've got you and I've got a few friends who've got kids, kind of the same sort of ages. They're telling me about the schools now.
Mm.
Little telltales, aren't they, these teachers?
Yeah, yeah.
What's going on?
Yeah, no, I agree.
What's all that about?
We didn't know, did we, before? My mum and dad didn't know anything.
Didn't know what I got up to at school. If they did, they'd have been horrified.
Yeah.
I literally was really, I was naughty, I was mischievous.
Yeah, me too.
I wasn't violent. I was mischievous and naughty and talked all the way through lessons.
Yeah, apart from the time when you shut Louis Harwood's hands in the desk.
Ah.
Yeah, and he...
Oh, I was... I was sitting... And Louis Harwood, who was the hardest boy in the school.
Bit of a bully.
He was very much a bully.
Mm.
But I'd had enough of him.
Yeah.
And he was like, you know... Goading me all the time.
Yeah, taking the trumpet out of me.
Yeah. So I turned around and went, right, I've had enough of you. And his fingers were there. And I've just slammed the desk on his fingers.
Yeah. And it's good for you.
The funny thing about it is, because Louis Harwood was, he wasn't even, let's say he was very tough.
Yeah.
And he didn't flinch.
Mm.
He just looked at me and went, okay. That's when I thought, I'm in trouble here. Because he didn't flinch. He just went, okay.
Yeah.
So the end of the lesson came.
Yeah.
And we used to walk up towards the admin corridor.
Yes.
And there was a little place where you could sort of hide behind.
Mm.
And I'm walking along with my books, you know, going to the next lesson.
Yeah. Well, you feel proud of yourself.
I've just stood up to him.
Yeah, exactly.
And he's come out from nowhere and spank right on the nose. And I've come right down the stairs and I've gone, started crying like a baby. Ran to the teacher, Mr. Fishley.
But you are right, though, that in the fact that, you know, we didn't know much. Like, my parents didn't know much.
From being hard to being a wimp.
Being a trumpet, as he said.
Oh, I was splattered across my face.
But you know what? Because we didn't have phones and we couldn't text. Like, for instance, my son has texted my wife, and she's in bits and pieces saying, he smashed a painting, he blah, 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 blah. We wouldn't have known about it. Because nobody would have phoned home.
No. No one phoned home in those days.
You just got on with it, didn't you?
I mean, sometimes very, very troubled kids, their parents would go up to the school about it.
Yeah.
You know, if they were, you know, running around beating everybody up.
Too involved now. How's Natasha Hamilton going to juggle that with five kids?
Five kids. Five different kids. Blokes.
It's hard work, isn't it?
That is hard work.
It is. I mean, yeah. That is. Let's just give, let's give 1 minute of Natasha Hamilton.
One minute?
Just have a little bit.
Go on.
Come just a little bit. Oh. Just a little bit. Just a little bit. Yeah. Keep her happy.
If you see me walking down the street, staring at the sky, dragging my 2 feet, you just pass me by. It still makes me cry, but you can make me whole again. And if you see me with another man, laughing and joking, doing what I can, I won't put you down, 'cause I want you around, and you can make me whole again. Looking back on when we first met,
enough, that's enough, isn't it?
Yeah, I think that's royalties to her.
That's a little bit. No, I can't go on either. That'll be the end of that. So
good song, though, wouldn't it? Hold Again?
Was a good. The trouble is, when we're doing the World Cup ones, that's come out again, and we was having to sort of sing along with that in Dubai, wasn't we?
Yes.
Anyway, I just a couple of the stories, John.
Yeah,
obviously,
yeah.
Bills are going through the roof. If anybody saw us on the Farage show, we're actually doing the Farage tour.
Yes.
On GB News, and we're writing a song.
Now, don't give them any clue.
But we're writing a song each time.
Yes.
For Farage's show, and. It's just a roundup of the news and stuff, but we're back on Farage's show on the 9th, which is next week. Oh, no, it's in 2 weeks' time. And yes. We'll be doing the radio show first here, and then we'll be going on to do Farage's show, which you'll see us, I probably think, in Norwich or Bolton or somewhere like that. But it just got me thinking about, your bills are up, everyone's struggling a little bit, and all these shops are closing down. You mentioned it, John. There's like so many Boots are closing.
Boots,
B&Q,
House of Fraser.
Yeah,
I said Fraser, didn't I?
House of Fraser. Yeah. They're only closing two shops, but the big ones, Lloyd's Pharmacy, closing 237 branches.
200. You better be careful if you're ill.
Yeah,
you got no one to go to.
I wonder why that is.
Medicine.
So you can probably get stuff online.
It's all online.
Mm.
I get some medication. I'm getting old.
Yeah,
and I get it through online. They send it.
You do. Yeah, H&M closing H&M. Branches. And M&Co, 170 shops.
What is M&Co?
M&Co is the women's sort of fashion side of things.
Yeah,
but H&M really was a bit of a takeover of Mr. Barrow, who I mentioned earlier.
I always think of S&M.
Yeah, that's a totally different shop.
That's a different show altogether.
That's a sort of.
Bell, yeah. I was gonna say to you, let's close up with this. Now, dear Deirdre, of course.
Yeah,
I think we can do a better job.
Well, these are the letters to dear Deirdre.
The dear Deirdre.
Yeah. Okay. So
I'm gonna do dear Bell.
Okay.
And I'm gonna read you.
What letter. You think? I've got more
I'm
knowledge.
Read you a letter. I think you could give better advice.
Okay.
Dear Bell, is 3 months too soon to define a relationship? I've met this lovely guy, and while I want him to be my boyfriend, I'm worried I will scare him off. I'm 22, he's 24. We met via a dating app. We've had an amazing few months together, and he really makes me happy. I've started to fall for him, and can honestly say I see a future together. The only problem is, we've never spoken about labels, and I don't know where we stand. What does that mean, labels?
Well, just, yeah, what? I don't know.
Do you know?
Well, I do know. Cause
I know, I should just ask. Mm. But I'm petrified that will ruin things. How do I broach the subject?
Okay. Well, I'm going to be honest with you.
Bell's advice is.
I think I can give good advice, because I've been watching Love Island lately, and these people think that they're in a relationship within about 8 minutes, and then they all start crying when one of them starts kissing the other person and go, oh, I thought you were for me. And none of them stay together. They might stay together through this Love Island situation. They come out and they end up doing a little bit of PR and stuff and doing a few TV shows like we did. You know, we were doing the World Cup things in 2018. Yes. Yeah. And half of these Love Island people were turning up. Right. They're famous for about 3 minutes.
Right. What's your advice, though?
I'm coming to the advice. Right, okay, I'm going to start humming like me nanny.
Well, you've got to do my letter. Yeah?
I'm going to. Don't worry, we've got plenty of time. And they think the whole world revolves around this little relationship that's been going on for about 10 minutes, right? Yeah. Okay, and the Love Island people come out, they earn their 15 quid, you know, and then once it's gone after about 3 months, they've jumped onto somebody else and they're getting them to do PAs. They go, right, I'm going to dump that fella.
Right.
Okay. And they split up because it's not important.
It's
the same with this situation.
You think so?
Because everybody is online. They want to post all their pictures up. I've seen so many girls. I've sung at some do's lately and I see some of these girls and stuff and they're online and stuff.
Yeah.
And they post up relationships with a guy or a guy does with a girl. 3 months later, it's a different person.
Yeah.
Totally different person. So my advice to you at the age of 22 is get out there, enjoy yourself, right? Have a good laugh, right? Get yourself to Benidorm, smash the place up.
Or Magaluf
in our day, and enjoy yourself.
Is it not Magaluf anymore?
Magaluf, they're trying to tidy up Magaluf
a little bit.
Tidy it up. Yeah, I mean, that's as you get older, you end up in Marbella and Estepona. So.
Yeah.
Right, shall I read one to you, John?
Give me one.
Okay. Dear John. Well, it's dear Deirdre, obviously.
Yes, yes.
How much time we got? Okay, we've got about a minute. After I caught my wife under a blanket with another man, she told me nothing was going on.
Ah.
What's the advice?
My advice is, you're an idiot. Or, my advice is, get under the blanket with them. Hey?
Well, I mean, listen, we've got to enjoy ourselves.
Life's very short.
You know, life's short.
You know?
Bills are going up.
Get under there.
It's not a bad idea, and I'll tell you the reason why. Is because if there's three of you, you can share the bills.
Exactly.
Right?
It's a very good point. It's a good point to end.
Well, we got a little bit more time. There was a couple of other little bits and pieces that I did want to wrap up, and it was obviously we didn't get a chance to talk last week about Racco Welsh, who died as well.
One of my favourites.
Yeah.
Although I say one of my favourites, one of my favourite people to look at, never saw a film.
Really? No.
Billion Years BC, whatever it was called.
Yeah.
Terrible film. It used to be on every bank holiday.
Was it really?
1 million years BC. It was a shocker.
My only sort of great memory, I obviously seen the picture.
She was in Mork and Mindy, actually.
Oh, was she?
She was good in that, yeah.
I went on one of those tours to LA once, you know.
Well, the old Universal bit.
No, the Star bus that goes around.
And on your left.
Yeah.
And Dustin Hoffman's house.
We drove past and they said that's where Sammy Davis Jr. lived. And I think Racco Welsh bought his house.
Oh, really?
And they said she lives there now. Obviously,
is that the one where you saw Peter Falk?
I saw Peter Falk. It's a great story. And they said, and there is, that was Danny Kelly's house. And they said, and that's...
Danny Kelly?
Was it not Danny Kelly?
Danny Kaye.
Right. And they said, there's Peter Falk.
Yes.
Peter Falk, who you know played Columbo. And as we were driving past, they went, and there he is now, Walter in the garden.
No.
He was in the front.
Yeah.
With his Mac on.
No, he didn't.
Peter Falk. But it was just such an amazing thing to sort of...
To see Peter Falk in the flesh.
And I love Columbo.
Best.
So it was a wonderful time. Listen, we're going to be back next Thursday at the same time. We're going to try and get some guests on. But if you enjoy the show, tell everybody about it. The Bell and Sperling Show. And we're going to play a few songs, but we'll always dig some of the funny stories out, tell you a little bit about our career and some of the celebrity stories that we've sung.
Might even actually play you some of the Bell and Spurling songs and various songs from our career, our varied careers.
Varied career. Yeah. It's been lovely from Bell and Spurling. See you very soon.
Shut up.